Hello and welcome to a special Senior Day edition of Spodcasters. I'm Matt Tate and I'm joined by Tom Keegan, sports editor at the Lawrence Journal World. Tom, say hello.
Hello.
Wow, he takes directions
I said it like Gary Bedore. Hello.
Unfortunately, Gary's not here, but we'll have to hold the candle for the company doing this thing. We're going to talk about the three seniors that KU will send off tonight. Just real quick, a lot of people are anticipating this game. Obviously, the last home game of the year, always fun, the senior speeches, all that stuff. So let's talk about the three seniors. I mean, let's talk first about what impresses you the most about each guy, and we'll start with Mario Little.
Well, in today's world of college basketball, you know, what impresses me about players is that they don't transfer. I mean, in Mario Little's case, it would be a little different. He was a JUCO who got here. But the other two guys, I'd like to see every freshman in the country who's considering transferring from this program he's at now, I'd like to see them all look at the stats of freshman year for Brady Morningstar and Tyrell Reed, look at the video, realize neither one of them were ready for the big time, neither one of them played much at all, and neither one of them griped. They just figured out how to get better. In the case of Mario Little, what I've always liked about Mario Little is what a creative, clever offensive player he is. He can create a mismatch whether he's got the ball in the post, he can take a smaller guy, guard him into the post, or if he's on a bigger guy, he can beat him on the dribble or shoot a three-pointer. He's got a very versatile offensive game.
Yeah, you've said that at just about every game. He comes up with some sort of shot that makes you go, look how creative he is. It is impressive. This is a guy that really hasn't gotten a fair chance, a consistent
chance,
I guess, is a better
word.
Yeah,
when you come to Kansas, you know, you better
be able to play.
Or you're not going to play a lot.
Right. So, yeah, I mean, do you think that he underachieved? Do you think we didn't see everything that he could have given? Or do you think this is just the kind of player he was going to be?
Well, obviously the six-game suspension hurt him in terms of getting his chances. So, and the first year he was here, the leg injury hurt him as far as getting his chances.
Right.
Then Self gave him a whole nother year by redshirting him last year. So I think Kansas went out of its way, Self did, to help the kid.
Give him every chance.
Yeah, give him every chance so he'd get his degree, and he's going to get his degree. So I think that, you know, he has been given every opportunity possible, and he's cashing in on him now. We haven't even talked about what a good rebounder he is.
Right. Well, and it's funny, you know, people are grouping him in with Tyrell and Brady, and that's fair. They're seniors, but those two, like you mentioned already, been here from the beginning, Kansas kids that have spent their entire lives, plus the last 4 to 24 years, if you're Brady, you know, on campus. So, you know, it's not really fair to group Mario in with those guys. So let's move on to those guys. I mean, here we're talking about one kid from Lawrence, Kansas, in Brady Morningstar.
25.
Yeah. Another kid from Burlington, Kansas, even smaller.
21.
Yeah. I mean, just an incredible thing to think about. Two Kansas kids playing such an important role at such an elite program.
It's amazing, but really you can speak to Self seeing something in them that other major college coaches didn't see. Maybe Roy Williams would have offered him in the spring, Tyrell Reed. Maybe not. But most of his offers were of the Mo Valley type and maybe an offer from K-State. So Self saw something in Tyrell Reed. He saw a ceiling, and Reed bursted through that ceiling with 4 years of super hard work. And it's just been a terrific player this year, as you mentioned. He's been so consistent.
Yeah.
Just really knows where to put the ball. Doesn't hold it for very long, gets rid of it, or puts it in the hoop. Or this year drives to the hoop real hard. So, and he's been great to interview. Through the years, you've seen him get more and more relaxed with that.
Right.
Because initially, coach's son, he thought, oh, you can't trust the media. They're out to get you. Blah, blah, blah. You could tell that was his vibe. But then as the years went by, he saw that we were just interested in interviewing him because he's an intelligent guy with an interesting take on things. And I think he came to realize he's been treated pretty darn well.
Well, and he started to enjoy it. I really get the sense every time I talk to him that it's his pleasure to talk to you. You know?
Right.
And whether that's the case or not, he does a good job of selling that and makes you feel
I think it is his pleasure. He knows it's not going to last forever.
Definitely.
You know?
Definitely.
So, yeah, he's come a long way in every way possible.
Yeah, and he's a guy that's improved every year. You already mentioned his start-to-finish improvement, but you've seen it each year, and certainly none like this year. I mean, do you think anyone thought that he would be this kind of guy his senior year, after last year even?
No, I don't think so, because, you know, last year his playing time was reduced because of Xavier Henry being on the perimeter. Actually, he played more as a sophomore than he did as a junior. Again, didn't hang his head, just figured out how to improve. Did improve, and he's a nightmare for other teams because you got to guard him.
Right.
Or he'll hit you with a three, and if you guard him too closely, he'll blow by you this year.
Right,
so
right.
He's really come a long way.
Yeah, and we've talked, too. He really hasn't hit that stretch where he's just caught fire from three-point land. You know, everybody sees him as a great three-point shooter. He hasn't really hit that stretch. He's been pretty consistent and had pretty good numbers, but if that stretch is still ahead, he could have a really strong finish to his career.
Clearly, he's saving that stretch for the final six games of his career in the NCAA tournament.
Wouldn't you think? Well, let's move on to Brady real quick. You know, this is a guy that's been known in Lawrence, Kansas for a long time. People were watching him as a 12-year-old. His father played at Kansas, so people knew who he was. Then they knew who Roger's son was. I mean, this is a kid who has lived in the rather large shadows of Lawrence and KU basketball for quite a long time. Just an awesome career. I don't think you can say it any other way. He's had an awesome career.
And I wasn't here when he played high school ball. I moved here a couple months after he was done with that, or a few months after. But people who did see him said, you know, a lot of his points were on drives and dunks. You know, it was more his athleticism
right.
that he used to score in high school. And then he's worked hard at developing a jumper, which for a while this year completely went away.
Yeah, yeah.
And he watched some video of Jimmer Fredette, 5 minutes worth of video of him shooting jumpers, and saw how quickly he got rid of it. And he tried to mimic that, just the confidence. And his jumper has come back. And always, don't forget the guy Christmas for
Yeah,
Temple.
right.
That year, Christmas and several other guys in the non-conference and into conference were shut down by Brady Morningstar because he's such a pesky defender, uses his hands so well, really annoys the heck out of the guys he guards, and has done a terrific job in that way. And this year we've seen more than any other year that he's the best passer on this team. Just a great feeder of the post, great at keeping the ball moving, always knows the easy play to make. And I talked to Brady about that. He said the longer you're here, the more you recognize the easy play and the more you just instinctively know where the basketball has to go as soon as you touch it.
There's no doubt. And, you know, I think something has to be said for his development being related to his age and his maturity. I mean, you can attest when you were 25, 30, whatever, you were a much better basketball player when you were at 15, 16, 18. And, you know, same for me, certainly. So I think that's starting to kick in over the last couple of years for him. And you know, you just have that wisdom. You just have that knowledge that you've played the game so many more times than some of these young kids that starts to be an ally for you, and he's really taking advantage of it.
I peaked at 18. But anyways, he is, and he's 25. And also he's, you know, a pleasure to deal with from a standpoint of a reporter.
Yeah.
He understands our jobs and enjoys being interviewed, and I've enjoyed getting to know him a little bit.
Yeah, no question. Not the most stellar class KU's ever sent out. There's no question that they've had bigger senior nights, you know, with bigger names. But in terms of production and in terms of efficiency, too, I mean, these are guys. Tyrell Reed has averaged for his career 18 minutes a game. Brady, 23 minutes a game for his career average. You know, these are guys that aren't out there very much in the grand scheme of their career, but so efficient when they're out there. And then, of course, this year they have been out there a lot, and it's because they've needed them. So maybe the most efficient group they've ever sent out, not necessarily the biggest names or the brightest names, but it will be tough for these guys to be replaced.
It will be, just because they're both good examples of how great a Coach Self is, in that if you just do what he wants you to do, you're going to look like an even better basketball player than you are.
Yeah, no question about it. Well, it'll be an interesting night. I'm sure everybody will really enjoy hearing these guys, these Kansas kids, talk one more time to the Fieldhouse crowd. Thanks for joining us, and we'll have another podcast for you sometime soon.